Mercy of God is incalculable sometimes, immeasurable, and we are thankful for it. I want you to take a look at this passage. It will not be, we'll just quickly look at this. I just want to draw a thought from here. Tonight we're going to talk about our president made today, March 15th, a national day of prayer. And so we're going to pray for our country. We're going to end service with that. So just want to talk about this verse quickly. Familiar verse, but I want you to pay attention to the if-then statement. Kind of like a in programming, if this happens, then this is the result. And that's what we find in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, look at now, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. There's the if. If these four things happen, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So if these four parameters happen, God says, I will do these three things. If my people, which are called by my name, number one, shall humble themselves. God says that he resisteth the proud, but giveth more grace unto the humble. God says, I like humility. I want humility. And if we would yield ourselves to him, if we would humble ourselves and then do what? Pray. Pray in obedience to God. That's what we ought to be doing. We ought to pray. Look at next. And seek his face. God's face. Not run to the television, not run to the internet. Here, what does it say? But seek God in all of this. Look, and I'll read you Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58. In verse 2, it says this. Isaiah 58, 2. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinances, the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight, look at, in approaching to God. That's Isaiah 58, verse 2. Do we seek the Lord daily? Do we seek him for wisdom? Do we seek him for direction? Do we seek him for peace and comfort? Humble ourselves, pray, seek his face. And then look at this. If we would turn from their wicked ways. Repentance. Psalm 66 says this. Hold on. Psalm 66. Psalm 66 in verse 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And what are we asking for? We're asking God to hear us. So if we allow sin to take root in our life, if we do not confess our sin, if we do not get right with the Lord, well, then we cannot expect these things to happen. The result, though, will be, then will we hear from heaven. Right, Jeremiah 33:3. He says, I have things that you can't even imagine. And turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin. See, God is a God of mercy. He wants to forgive. We just aren't asking him to do that. And then look at this last thing. And heal their land. We heard a lot of talk this last week about what our nation needs. Representatives come up. Man, it was neat. There was a guy by the name of Mark Walker, right? Mark Walker. He is a congressman out of Idaho. He came and he spoke at a combined session, right? Was that who it was? Mark Walker. Yeah, the combined session. And he is out of Idaho. He's good friends with Brother Brad Wells there. He has a church there. But his church is Treasure Valley Baptist Church. Pastor Rick DeMichael. Sam Gipp runs their Bible school. Andy Hearn is out of that church. That's this guy's home church. His pastor's Rick DeMichael. He's telling us about the story of how he's sitting at a table with the president, and the president asks him a question about religion, and he gets to share with him the gospel. Tremendous. We're listening to these stories like this, and another guy gets up. Where was that guy that got up during service? Does anyone remember? Mr. Seatman, do you remember where he was from? North Carolina. He was in church that night. He called up Brother Creed and said, I just want to be in church tonight. Can I come? And they let him come. Man, he's a congressman out of Carolina. Tremendous. And we heard a lot of things about, this is what America needs, this is what America... America needs Christ. America needs Christ. The healing that it needs is the gospel. That'll change everything. The Word of God, when we align with the Word of God, it tells us exactly what God thinks on social issues, what God thinks on economic issues, what God thinks on every human scenario possible. So America doesn't need to adjust to conservative thinking or Republican thoughts. No, America needs to adjust to God.
Right.
So if I could encourage us to pray tonight. Here's some things to pray for. Maybe take a pen down, write a few things down. Number one, our executive branch. We're going to learn three parts of government tonight. Number one, our executive branch, represented by the president. The president, vice president, his cabinet. So when you think of executive, you think of the president. Next, there's the judicial branch. Oh man, that is so important. You know, our president has had the opportunity to appoint two Supreme Court justices. Man, praise the Lord. And it's looking like there might be another one. Pray for our Supreme Court. Number one, executive branch. Number two, the judicial branch. Number three, what, Miss Kaylee? Where do you go to school? Excellent. The legislative branch. Here we have our senators, our congressmen. And women. We know that we have, each state has two senators, right? And our two senators are Kristen Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer. We went into Chuck Schumer's office. They were not very happy to see us. Out of all the visits that we made, he was probably the coldest office. But you pray for them. The legislative branch. Pray for our local state and local government. Pray for our defense. The Army, the Navy, the Marines. There's another one. Oh, Air Force, that's right. That was for you, Bill. Coast Guard, our military intelligence. Pray for these things. We ought to be praying for our government. We went into offices and we told our leaders that we pray for them. Our representative here is Joe Morelli. I got to shake hands with him. Stood next to him. I prayed right with him. I told him back home we pray for him. We ought to pray for him. So tonight we're going to take some time. We're going to pray for our country. That it be healed. Remember, get right with the Lord. Confess your sin. Call upon God to cleanse our land. Pray for these areas. The executive branch, judicial branch, the legislative branch, our local governments, and our defense. Revelation 2:25 says, "But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come." Wouldn't it be a shame if the Lord gave us all these responsibilities and they slipped through our hands because we weren't fervent as Christians in praying for our land. That's what we ought to do. I'm not trying to guilt anybody. I'm trying to help us make a real impact on the things that are happening around us. These type of times in our life don't come all too often. The last time I saw this was around 9/11, when people were a little more open to talking about spiritual matters, Why? Because their life was getting turned upside down. As a nation, you can't go and not be affected by what's happening around us. Whether you're trying to buy food or your kids are in school or work. A lot of you are going to get sent home tomorrow. Work from home. Hey, we need to pray. We need to pray for our land. We need to pray for our president, our Supreme Court, senators, congressmen, our local officials. But pray, as Pastor Seatman said, pray that we as Christians have an opportunity to have an impact on our local communities. That we could shine the light of Christ to those that are around us. So let's take a few minutes. We'll pray as a church. Find somebody. Pray with them. Of course, not holding hands with anybody. But pray with somebody. And then we'll sing one last song, and then we'll be dismissed tonight. All right? Chase, can I pray with you?